just awesome. Everybody loved it. Completely terrified them.
Teresa Bezor is talking about the haunted homeless shelter that she and her daughter hosted for Halloween in the Santa Clarita Valley. Daughter McKenna, a high school freshman, tells me the haunted shelter was the perfect community service project for her Girl Scout Gold Award.
At our house, we always do a haunted house in our garage, and I've always loved doing it. It's so much fun. And I thought that it would be a great idea if we could do it on a grander scale that would also help people. So I decided that we should do it at the homeless shelter.
To bring in the most thrill seekers, Team Bezor created two haunted houses. Admission, a donation of much-needed supplies for the homeless shelter.
We did one for little kids, and it had a big, giant cardboard tunnel maze. And then when they came out the other side, they were in the middle of a haunted diner, and they had plates with gross food in them, like eyeballs and fingers and some things like that. So it was kind of, just fun and creepy, but not too scary. No one jumping out at them. And then the other haunted house was really scary. We totally scared even adults. And it was a haunted hospital. So when they walked through that one, there was people jumping out at them.
McKenna logged more than 30 service hours planning, organizing, and creating the scare zones. And those who survived the haunted tour got a little treat with their trick.
Every single group that came learned about the homeless shelter. They'd never been to the homeless shelter. They didn't know anything about it. And everyone we talked to didn't even know it was there.
A lot of people had no idea where it was, and they didn't even know there was one.
McKenna tells me the haunted shelter was a huge success, and plans are already in the works to do it again next Halloween.
It was great, because I had been really stressed out about finishing it, and when it actually happened and people started coming, it was just so much fun, and I think a lot of people had a lot of fun.
We are proud to name McKenna and Teresa Bezor as the KNX Heroes of the Week. Diane Thompson, KNX 1070 News Radio.